slamming on brakes, cutting off from the vehicle, and then slamming on brakes.
All units with the command post, switch to Sully Ops 1. You will have a dispatcher on Sully Ops 1. TAC operations will remain on Sully main dispatch.
On unit down here, 10 for track.
10 for.
K-9-7.
Can all suppression and EMS and command staff units to 4994 West Stone Plaza.
That's correct. Command staff to the field command post at 4994 West Stone Plaza. Station will remain at the post office.
10-4. Copy. Command staff and the field communication unit relocating to 4994 West Stone Plaza. Suppression and EMS units remaining at Westfield and Stonecroft.
Exit of medic 422, channel 4 Baker, box 2213 for medical alarm, 7522 Havelock Street, air, Attentee Road, 94-year-old female, key back porch window unlocked, 1730.
Motor 1 OSP.
Okay.
CSP here, offering assistance as well as VDOT. We're going to put some messages up on the message board to stay clear of the 28 corridor, police activity. Anything else that you can think of?
No, because again, I just told Sean, I'm looking at the tail end of that northbound 28 traffic that was stuck. So in about 10 minutes, I'll have a couple of motor officers that can reassign.
Okay, very good. For the operation.
LSP 2?
Tech Services 1, I need an ETA. Either of those three commanders.
TAC 2, I think one of our helicopters are up now. If you could ask them to maybe do a thermal with all the woods around the station. We've cleared everything. This is our last stretch of woods, but they are thick. I'd like to do the, for them to do a double check.
Okay, Fairfax 1 or Fairfax 2, advise which one's in the area.
Fairfax 2, we are over at the Sully station. We are checking the area with the infrared. We'll advise.
10-4, 1732. OSB 2.
Copy, light there, 437 on the scene, 1732.
Line there 437 to Fairfax. Do you have a location where we're supposed to be deploying?
395 Seminary Row, White Honda on the right shoulder.
Mobile Command 1 direct. Need that phone number still.
Mobile Command, the phone number to the AmeriSuites Command. Let me know when you're ready to copy. Air Glen Echo Road, engine 436, medic 411, channel 4 Baker, box 3601, print overdose 2364, rolling fork circle. Apartment 204 near Glen Echo Road, 20-year-old female, so 2 Vicodin, 1 Xanax, 1 Zoloft, an unknown amount of gin, 1733.
Stay tight to the fence line on the left. That'll put you up on the red side of the target house, which is at an end townhouse, if we can confirm that. I confirm 6200, I just need to confirm print.
Okay, we're moving up.
Engine of medic 402, channel 4 Banker Box 206, for an overdose. 1709 Prelude Drive near Labrador Lane. Engine medic 402, channel 4 Banker Box 206 for an overdose. 1709 Prelude Drive near Labrador Lane. 42-year-old female, methadone patient, took one of her husband's pills, having difficulty swallowing. 1734.
Correct.
5-5.
Can you disregard a 1042 time and on 1017 back to the hangar?
You know.
No, I think you should go 6628 if you can run that shoulder.
Nope.
Just be careful with that trailer, Bill. Come up to the academy there and then come make a left on Lee Road.
Yeah, direct.
Good.
As you can well imagine, it's fairly hectic in here. As of right now, I guess we're all what we got. We've got all 28 secure, correct?
820 Baker, do you have traffic for me?
That's negative. 820 Baker, stand by. 820 Baker, your status.
10-4, the mirror, please.
10-4, switch you, Sully, Upland.
I'm back.
Owen Baker.
Creators here with me at Hudson and Patterson if OSB 1 is in need of them.
10-4, at Patterson and where?
It's going to be Paddington. It's Henry Ocean X-Ray, Tom Ocean Nancy 3.
4, direct, you have negotiators. I'm being there. Listen, all Sully station units, stand by for general instruction. It's hard to clear. All units either report to the command post or to the station. Again, no Sully units are to clear.
That's to Westfield Command.
Westfield Command.
Westfield Command, you're 1 hour and 40 minutes in transmit.
Okay, Fairfax, would you change notification on the timer to 20-minute
interval? 10-4. On 20-minute intervals,
1744.
Medic 417, go ahead, ambulance.
We're on scene, it's the correct location. Patient has full thickness burns on her right lower leg. We're going to bring her down the stairs and get her staged. What's your ETA?
We're probably 10 minutes out due to the traffic from this incident. We were clear up on Pleasant Valley Road halfway to 38th area.
Ambulance 890, Fairfax, go ahead.
Okay, be advised, we are going to get a helicopter to clear. I'm direct on your full thickness on both legs. Stand by. Fairfax, two injured, 415. Okay, will you need another piece for your LZ?
No, I don't think so, Fairfax. We're just getting here. Let me check out what's going on. I'll let you know, but I don't think so.
One leg.
Fairfax, two ambulance, 890. Your traffic broke out.
Fairfax, it's negative on both legs. It's just one leg.
Okay, and what is the burn from?
Right now, you're doing really nice. 628 North.
Alright, Neville's at Stonecroft and Lee Road. 306, Point Pleasant Drive. All units switch over to 4 David, 4 David. 1747.
Engine 415 medic. Have you arrived on scene with ambulance 890 and can you give us an update on this patient?
Medic 417, stand by for a minute and I'll get you the medic as soon as I can.
Ready.
Okay, we're up on top of the bridge, right up in the middle of the bridge.
Dallas.
Motor 29, OSB 3.
29, go ahead.
Motor
3, motor 1.
I got the camera crew here. They want to know if they can cut through over the bridge on 28 to get over to the media center. Can you go to that bridge?
Is he with you, Eli?
10-4.
I'm sending Sergeant down there. He'll get him and take him over there.
Team 328 Sager Avenue, Providence Square Condos near Barber Drive. 92-year-old male fell, can't get up, possibly broken hip. 17.
Situation update.
Contact him.
Car 1 Charlie.
1 Charlie.
Door, please.
1095. Or 1095 will be there shortly. Car 1 Charlie, 1098 in route also.
1095, got it.
1098, you can disregard.
This is CIV 101, I'm with TAC 2 monitoring this channel, go ahead. Fairfax 4, the CIV advised TAC 2, we check the wood lines around the station the best we can with the flare. No suspicious heat sources other than officers in the wood line.
Fairfax, we're direct, thank you. OSB 2, detective.
Go ahead, motor 1.
Okay, Mark, I'm talking to correct motor units here now that are on the tower until we have a problem on the go.
Alright, Patrol Bureau 3 just gave us the order. We're going to open up 28. I had to collapse back lowly. Filthy loose operations on top of Wolffield Bridge. So he wants an inner perimeter or outer perimeter now set up between Lee and Westfield on Stonecroft. You direct?
Between Lee and Westfield on Stonecroft.
That's correct.
Okay, get back in a minute.
On the 3, yeah, that's right.
Go for 3.
You need me? Call you next on.
Yeah, I did, but I forgot what I was going to tell you. Kenny D's working on getting us some Yotok barriers so we block off both and don't call Boulevard.
Hi, Sean. We need a team just to come through and flush the route, obviously. Again, we have police operations who up on the bridge. I think they're probably confused at this point. We'll need to come through there, collect them up. I'll find out where the AD area is going to be because it's pretty packed down here at America League.
Yeah, I'm out there in the Don't Call Boulevard and I'm looking at about 2,000 people. I was trying to get here earlier, about 480 little Benwell
Gates. Devil.
I got the Commonwealth Attorney John Murphy here. He wants to know if he's needed. If I should let him up, what do you guys?
Motor 23 to OSB 3 on MOP 2.
Go ahead, motor 23.
I'm up here at 28 to 50, blocking southbound. I was direct on your traffic. I'll wait till I hear from the other guys to know that they've opened up their spots.
Correct. You'll be the last one to open up and come in.
I guess 28 southbound, the first position to open up will be the one at 28 and Willard. As soon as we hear 28 and Willard, then I'll open the ramp 28 and I'll
leave. Tech Services 1, all press should be direct to the Capitol Echo.
Commander, right?
Can anybody at the command post clarify what y'all want?
Who are being three?
Okay.
If you know who's at the traffic code 28 southbound at Willard, contact and verify he's aware of it and let him know when to open it up. We'll send him on.
You can send him.
Okay.
Contact me. I'm going to take you around the other side.
Jared Lytle, you need any cones or anything down there?
No, I'm good down here. I'm pull the driver through.
Sir, we're going to hold what we got here on Westfield 10-4.
Pretty cleaned out right now, right?
Yeah, 10-4, sir. It's pretty light.
Okay, just hold your position for a few more minutes. Dark out now. The spot 4 down here. I'm sure spot on Stonecroft. And then we'll all relocate down there. 28 is another open here directly.
Southbound opened at Willard.
Okay, their staging area is Stonecroft. So it's going to be Stonecroft and Westfield.
Motor 1, I'm direct. At 10-4, I had to get by a couple of vehicles.
Motor 8. Hey, we also act as a sweep along 28, make sure everybody got the word, and if you know of home and aren't getting the word.
Go ahead, we
shoot, it's
that's in the parking lot of Sully, they cannot account for how the truck made it over to his neighborhood, so they're still trying to use the investigative process to try to find whether there's another person involved.
Okay, we'll have a month for you. CIS 82. Ma'am, we were stopped traffic at 28th southbound off of Westfield westbound, and that traffic coming through now, but we have nowhere to send them, so we can leave them right in front of the command post. We had a supervisor to give us some guidance, please.
Tech service, this one.
Tech service.
CIS 82 says that traffic is being let through at 28th southbound at Westfield, but they have nowhere to go.
Track 1 or LP1.
Yeah, we're in front of the place. Dogs up on the white D1, and also we're ready to make a phone call.
Go ahead and do it. Remember, if any of you do, you log that up.
You got a little line, you're going to have to
repeat. If you need to send a phone call, if you respond, have them come out on the door. We'll call them. They'll get Ray Vaughn, so I'll allow you when
they're closed. Tesla dialing up. I was ringing.
Give me some of that. We'll allow you to
hear that. Scenario, up on phone call.
A phone contact negative, starting on a PA.
Okay, we'll move on to LP3. Can you repeat?
Mark, I'm opening 28, but I can't open up Westfield and the bridge because I have about 8 cruisers that are locked, parked in the roadway, various places. So, make an announcement that they can be moved and I can open up it.
No, I'll work on that. Roger, I'm going to go back up the ramp, shut down traffic, and get you cars that are here turned around.
And four, direct, you're going back to shut down the ramp and turn the vehicles around.
Daily, Motor 1.
Good, Dave. Dropped in some cones in that driveway.
Go on, I believe it was Sully Ops 1. I'm not sure what information they might have had for you.
I'm sorry, you were run over top of.
Hey, Sully Ops 1 was looking for me?
That's 10-4. I'll see if I can verify and see what they needed, but they were.
Motor 1, OSP3, we got Kevin Turney going out there with a 4G trying to move those cars, and I'll get him to make an announcement.
I advise the command post, I am having 2 officers escort probably 5 or 6 families to the daycare center to pick up their children and escort them out. I've got parents frantically running around here trying to get up to the daycare center running with their children.
10-4, standby. Tech service is 1.
I don't know. They picked me out of the command post, but I'll find out. They're calling me on Sully Ops 1 right now.
All
right.
Tech 1. Started EOD to 6200.
10-4.
EOD 2, we're direct.
10-4, EOD 2, 1806.
Rich, I'm going to go back to 2868 and pick up all of our cars there.
10-4, we'll help you out.
Go ahead. One.
Have you cleared the other?
Negative, and we got to go negative.
Motor 1, go ahead.
Tactical team has done a 360 completely around the location if you could advise the command post that there was area to clear.
Tech Services 1.
Tech Services 1.
Tech Services 1, per Commander 7, they've done a 360 around the woods and they are clear from the station.
We have an issue on top of the bridge at Westfield's over 28. There's some abandoned cruisers with emergency equipment locked up. We're trying to get these for those now. I'm going to try to get this out to announce, to have folks come back to the cars. As my motor officers are collapsing the post and telling patrol officers to clear, is there a staging area that they're aware of,
8 hours, the Affairs Shopping Center. Who's reference a white male, 5'9", black shirt, camo pants, blue hat, unknown getting weapons. F-Fish is looking at his watch, aiming from the rear area, was lagging in the upper level, headed towards Sears, and was lost as he attempted to go down there. They apparently were actively looking for the subject also.
One of our priorities should be try to get that area opened up as quick as we can, but I know you're working on it. Go ahead and switch to a main frequency also and have PSCC make an announcement that there's abandoned cruisers that need officers to respond to. And I'll be standing by and I'll call if you need me again.
Yeah, boy, thank you.
T3 guys, the Motor 22 and Huber are blocking the ramp from southbound 28 to westbound Westfield. Now, I think if Kevin Turney's working on moving the cruisers, that's on me.
Yeah, well, intentionally, you told traffic unless you do have emergency traffic.
What's that, man? Proceed to move.
Thanks, Rick. I'll be out. Thanks, Rick. I'll see I'll be out helping them with the traffic event.
Motor 1 to dispatch.
Motor 1.
Authority of Patrol Bureau 3. I need cruisers cleared off the Westfield over 28 bridge. We've got some that are abandoned up there and have off once they clear that road. Come on down to Merritt Bay.
Careful.
Two things. One, I wasn't sure if you were direct on my request or have a unit to help you or Frank Way. And the other one is if you can have a detective come down to Frank Way. You got a witness that probably ought to be interviewed.
10-4. I am direct on traffic control. Do you want that at Lee Highway and Frank Way? I have Accurate Guard 52 en route. We'll get more units, of course.
They could probably come further down Frank Way than 29. Have them come down and they'll see where we're at.
10-4. And we'll work on getting you detective with the witness.
Correct.
Accurate 552 on Frank Way.
Well, thank you. Accurate 552, do you have any other units with you?
Motor 1 to dispatch. I have some additional motors if you need the perimeter set up down there. Give me the address.
Address 6200 Frank Way, Stack 1. You need more motors?
I only need a couple, probably two.
Okay, two. Motor 1 direct?
Motor 1 direct.
10-4.
Fairfax 2.
I'm not one.
Right. 6200 Prince Way is where they need a couple of motors for a perimeter and traffic control out.
Hey, Brian, and go ahead and come on up this way with John Alfred Bill Brett pulling up now.
Civil.
Motor 1 to Motor 3 view direct.
Yeah, Mark, I was direct. It'll be John Alfred, Bill Brett, Brian Vlogger, and myself up here. 10-4, you're on the scene of Prince Way?
I will be in a minute. We're on Paddington now.
All right, sir. I just want to verify they were requesting 2 additional if you were already there and when you have any more additional. I got it. Thank you.
OSP 3 to Motor 1 right in the middle of the bridge, Black Valley.
Okay, sir. I've made the announcement on Sully Dispatch 1. Hopefully, they'll be to you shortly.
Okay, thanks.
Also, for motors that are collapsing posts, tell officers to respond to the American Legion staging.
Okay, what was that location?
The parking lot here at the American Legion to the command post. That's for the patrol and others, not motors, but as far as you've got the loan offs out there, the security, they're collapsing here to the staging area.
Got it, thanks.
Yeah, we have one amazing. I'll pop up at
10-4. You want on the camera or do you want landline?
Give me about 2 minutes and then call me on my cell phone.
OSB2, I'm directing that. Okay.
10-4, OSB2, 1850.
Grab my cell phone.
Negative, try it again. I crossed out.
Hey,
Brian, come all the way up to 21, make a right down the service road, and then it'll be your first right at the light.
Motor 23 to OSB3.
OSB3, go ahead.
Well, sir, the units are on 20. We're checking in at the command post now.
Yep, they should report in to Sergeant Thompson at the command post. I'm still up on the bridge trying to clear some lockup cruisers.
OSB1. Quick question. Have you tried the cell phone number for the mother?
Negative. The house is secure. We have the cousin here, and there's also a kid's room up here, which we don't know anything about, but the house is here, definitely grenade.
We do have a cell phone number for the mother if you would like us to attempt to contact the CC-74.
That's up to CID. All I've got is this address at 6200. If you could have the command post call me for that updated suspect info.
10-4, 1817.
CIB-302.
CIB-303.
CIB-302. Myself and CIB-207 will be out at 6506 Marston Cluster.
10-4, are you with the girlfriend and is she 10-4?
We are going to try to ascertain that now.
Oh, thank you. We also have information that she was not going to go home. She was going to go to the local library.
Direct, I'm off 3.
Motor 2, any motor units responding to the command post? Remember, traffic command post is going to be on Westfield, just west of Stonecrawl.
Bill Brett, when you're done dropping cones there, come back up here and make the right. You're going to make the next right. Hey, Bill, drop some cones there and then come on back up here.
I got 27 out of Maryland, please. A Alpha, 235, 512, 825, 050.
Fairfax 2 to dispatch.
Fairfax 2.
Yes, ma'am. If you can just advise the incident commanders, we're going to return to base for refueling, and then we'll be back here airborne, coming back to the area shortly.
10-4 Fairfax 2, 1820.
Jim Muir, you copy out for him?
And he was waiting around for at least an hour and a half for PD to show on being probably wanting to thing.
Okay, 10-4. 981 Charlie.
OSB-3, you want officer?
OSB-3, go ahead.
We're trying to make a determination on the status of Stonecroft Boulevard, or I'm sorry, Westfield Boulevard, front of Stonecroft. We able to open that up, or does this entire stretch have to remain closed?
No, we're going to open it. I'm working on moving cars right now. Give me about another 10 minutes.
Okay.
Motor 1 to OSB-3. Pretty soon we probably ought to switch all to Motor Ops 1.
Said 80 to Grand Post.
Do you have traffic?
Negative, semi.
Here. Okay, bye.
1823.
82, anybody at the command post, you copy? It's at 80, I have 5 units down here, about 200 yards north of elevation, about 15 cruisers. I was advised by Nicola Lepredo, PSD, to have my officers come up here, is that correct?
We'll see the armored vehicle, they can meet me here, we'll show them who they need to talk to.
Okay.
OSB-1, OSB-2.
Sheriff 181 Baker, do you have your tenants in Ontario, Passage Long, room 435, and could you mark there 4081 had it, Ontario, 435?
Tully Ops 1, standby for... All units on Sully Ops 1, be advised to use caution. Explosive device was found at 6200 Prince Way. Again, all Sully station units on Sully Ops 1, use caution. Explosive device was found on scene at 6200 Prince Way.
Yeah, simple.
Okay.
Color spray paint, pink, blue, green, and black. He came to the 5200 Prince Way address, the suspect's house, at 5:30 this evening, 17:30 hours. He went into the house, was in there for a minute, came right back out, and fed out of the cul-de-sac. We don't know who he is or if he's involved. If anybody finds that car, we're going to stop ID that guy.
And for all units, be on the lookout for a multicolored, older, junker vehicle, white with pink, blue, green, and black spray paint. Caution. Suspect's a 20 to 25-year-old white male, white t-shirt, and blue jeans. 1826.
I have to have a motor officer or two in that intersection to direct traffic when we've got this.
Yeah, I'm direct. When I get a couple, that'll be my first out.
Motor 27 is now northbound Route 28, approaching Westfield.
Motor 32, copy, Bob.
3 to 9.
You call 9.
Yeah, Brian, collapse it in here. One of you guys take each side of this cul-de-sac. The house is secure. EOD is just clearing the live ordinance inside right now.
Motor 1 to Patrol Bureau 3 on headquarters, Ops 1.
10-4, standby. I'll see if it's relevant.
Sully, you copy?
Yeah, 10-4. You direct on those detectives coming around?
Are those homicide guys around down there?
Yeah, 10-4, they're loaded up in their vehicle. They're coming around. Their vehicle's parked up where I'm at.
Okay, put somebody on that white pickup truck
as security, there's nobody in it, or that's clear, but as evidence, just until we advise them, and then they can decide what they want to do.
Jerry Williams is right outside there. Chad, can you let Williams know if he's not on the radio to stand by that pickup?
CID 705, we're with the pickup. He'll release. He's in the out down there, though.
Okay, OSB-1 to the units on French Way. Everything is secure with the exception of EOD trying to clear the device found in the upper bedroom.
Unknown at the time if he's a suspect, just wanted for questioning. It'll be a white male, 20 to 25 years of age, wearing a white T-shirt and blue jeans. He was seen in an older junk vehicle, white with multicolors, which included pink, blue, green, and black spray paint. At 1730 hours, seen going into an address believed to be where the original suspect lived. He went into that address very briefly and then left at a high rate of speed. If you see him, use caution approaching him. At this time, he's the only wanted for questioning for possible involvement. Frequency clear, 1830.
OSB-1. OSB-1, we just got off the phone with 6301 Prince Way. A neighbor stated she saw a time-lapse of 20 minutes, a black male with a black rag on his hand, black do-rag, silk jersey with a gray sweatpants, last seen towards the basketball court. Again, time-lapse of 20 minutes.
Okay, we've got the scene secure down here. We'll just wait for homicide to give them what we have and give you to clear the device. They're x-raying it now.
10-4 to command post.
Motor 1 to Motor 2 on my floor.
10-4, we're in the process of switching crew. We're going to bring back a helicopter, but it's going to be going by HRT-1.
Broke out, try again.
We're going to be sending HRT-1 with a crew composure of FBI and Fairfax County police officers to the scene for security.
10-4, when the helicopter goes back up also, I'm ready to record video if they want to start.
27 at TRV, I'm with
him. While we refuel and take care of some of our aircraft needs, I'll get you the video here shortly, but I have to switch crews.
All clear,
friends. Okay, we're going to have the TAC units go ahead and secure back to the staging area on Paddington. They're going to stay there, and it turned over to CIV and patrol here.
10-4, you want to sweep the room before we pull out?
I tell you what, it might not be a bad idea to do it with your dogs, or whichever way you think is better.
27, interrupted, please.
Go ahead.
Echo 95-83-12-78-10-832.
What traffic post is he on right now?
Westfield, southbound, prior to the bridge or overpass to Route 28.
10-4, he can break that down, open it up, and respond up here to Sergeant Thompson at the command post.
Patrol, Jewel, Phoenix, New Jersey, mail switch at 1883. Shows he's valid, expiration 1130 of 2006.
Westfield, west is open now.
Why don't you clear your post there, just respond to Sergeant Thompson.
Good, that's starting to light up just a little bit.
Alright, once that traffic clears out from where you're at, and it's not a big stuff like it was, we'll go ahead and have you come back to the command post.
Alright, I'll just let you know when it changes.
Hey, I'm thinking once rush hour's over, it should get cleared out pretty quick down there.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of school traffic up the wheel fields, bigger for kids than most of the people.
Alright,
question 3, guys. Talked to Major Wernman. He envisions 3 hours as we have it now, and then something drastically after that.
Yeah, we're getting the last of the vehicles off the bridge, and Westfield is, for all effect, open.
Are we staging motors over with Motor 2 on Stackcroft, or here at the AmeriFleet?
No, he's got his own staging area across from you.
Campbell, I'll send him over there to him.
Happy. Motor 16 to OSB-3.
Got 16.
Sir, can I open up this ramp to lead into Westfield?
Then we'll open it up and then report into Sergeant Thompson.
Direct.
Motor 2. Motor 2. Can you copy that? SP3. Please ramps are open. Get down there now at the intersection.
All right, Jeff. Well, I'm going to deploy some of our guys here to clear these patrol units on Stonecroft unless you wanted to use it for something else.
Back up on it.
Tell us.
We want to go ahead for it.
Okay, we'll notify neighbors on Prince Way at 6222 Prince Way. Got contact in that location. 3 times it was answered and hung up immediately. On the 4th call, there was no further answer to the location.
10-4, are we left?
4-18-38.
Could you give me a 21, please?
Thanks, 10-6-78.
CIV 302.
We're clear, 6506, Marston Cluster.
en route to pick up the subject. We'll advise when we figure out.
10-4-18-45.
Guys, we've got Ken Officer Gubish. If he hits on something on that trail, a bicycle, yeah, I just went by there about 5 minutes ago off to the left.
Attack 26.
Stations, with the exception of Sully, can close down the station perimeter security. Repeating, station perimeter security can be closed down at all stations except Sully Station. 1843.
Motor 3, Motor 1.
Book.
Okay. We're up here on the corner and some kids were showing it to the news media.
10-4. Can you get it back here to the command post?
I can.
Alright.
Motor 3, Motor 1. Just be advised, the subject who's up here showing the book to the media is a black male with dreadlocks and wearing camouflage clothing.
10-4. If you want to hold and wait there, I'll send CIB to you.
Yeah, Paddington Lane and Haymarket. I got one of the jump guys interviewing them now.
10-4, stand by.
2-3 on my floor.
Go ahead.
Do you need anybody?
Not right now.
No.
OSB 3 to Motor 1 on 1.
OSB 2.
Two uniform officers and a supervisor to respond to 6200 Prince Way.
Now, I'm outside. I have radio contact with Patrol Bureau 3.
Broke out. Can you name a spot and I'll walk to you?
Yes, sir. I'm at the front door of the Anero Suite.
Okay. I'm over at the motor staging area. I'm going to walk your direction. Need to meet with you just about 5 minutes.
10-4. Motor 1 to Motor 3. If you've got CIB, jump out with you. You're 10-4 there, right? We have no information on the other suspect. Can you advise?
No, we don't have any information from a second suspect. Just a possibility. One mindset is there's only one, but they're keeping options open due to a second vehicle issue, that there could be a second suspect. No description.
This young man's had a good old time up here dancing around in front of the news media with the photo book.
No. You going to bring that picture in?
We believe the picture he's showing us is the subject to 1061 behind the station.
Contact with CIV inside. I'm not in there. Or want me to liaison for you?
Guys, you don't want liaison for us?
No. We'll stand by.
Direct on the
station for you. OSB2.
OSB2.
Command was direct on your request.
Motor 18, whoever's there for Red Truck, I'll be wrong.
Somebody call on Red Truck.
Yodog carrier is to close that road.
Red Truck, you got an extra portable battery on there that you can slide by sometime when you get a chance.
I do, I'm in a command post now, give me a location.
Conference center in Stonecroft.
3-1, my form.
Sean, what's your location?
Hold on, I'm talking to the detective now. We're at Paddington Lane and Haymarket Line.
What detective are you with?
Detective. Yeah, hey, I hear you.
Detective coming your way.
Ah, correct. Also, Motor 1, you might want to think about getting some batteries brought out here because guys on post are complaining that they're going dead.
All right. Well, we got Dave Daly around here somewhere on next phone. Just get a list and tell Motor 2 to have one of the motors pick up some batteries from Dave Daly. You know that Motor 2? Get him on the next hour. Find out if you got any portable batteries.
All right. It is.
Services 1, go ahead.
Send a call. You copy on this one.
I find the Motor 2 on this one.
He's on direct connect right now with Dave Daly.
10-4, thanks. That's fine.
Hey, Lieutenant Thompson still up there. Boyd or Steve? Steve Thompson from Narcotic.
7-3, R Romeo, C Charlie, B Bravo.
I'm sorry, give me, we got 8-7-3, what are the left?
Romeo, Charlie, Bravo.
Announcement on MOP 1 and MOP 2, whoever needs a battery and assign somebody to take them on.
Yeah, well. Any units on MOPS 1, you may need a portable battery.
20 knots clear.
Cool, thank you. OSC-1, we've just received two supplements reference the subject that you're possibly looking for. Do you want to copy this information now?
630-122-051-323.
Tech Services 1 to communication. If that site's not good for the helo, alternate site will be the academy. Coordination person will be Crime Scene 1. Go ahead.
You need it for something else.
Jim Urey, Steve Thompson is still at the station.
Lieutenant Thompson, it's Dan Horton. I just want to let you know I'm on the Coke Squad. I'm standing here on perimeter. I just want to let you know somebody knew where I was.
Come again?
Lieutenant, it's Dan Horton off Coke Squad. I don't have a radio. I got separated from them. I just want to make sure you understood that I was on the perimeter out here at Station 8.
10-4, I'll pass it along. Thank you.
10-4, I have a lookout if you're ready also.
10-4, go ahead.
Okay, this is an older model junk vehicle with multi-colors on it. Pink, blue, green, black, gray paint. Last seen leaving the highway speed from the 6200 Prince West.
10-4, we'll get it.
John Absalon, you copy Alpha One. And the other guys are with us. We're at the Starbucks parking lot. We got a red junked up car with a bunch of stickers. It does have multiple antennas on it. Looks like it's got a gray or black primered roof. We're out with the subject now.
10-4, you have an intersection or shopping center close to where you're at?
Yeah, it's going to be Stone Road and Braddock Road.
10-4, 1858.
For violation of probation or suspension, effective 3/18/2006 through 5/16/2006. The order was unclaimed on 3/14/2006, page 59.
Tax 5.
We get a CIB detective over here to interview this guy. He did admit he was at the house in the last hour.
OSB 1 to Tac 5. What's his name?
No, actually, we should all be on 2.
Temple, I'll say on 2. Thank you. Okay, hold that person. We were just going to get out priority info that he called up somebody and said he was going to turn himself into a police agent. But hold him there, and I'll get OSB 2 to send you to Tac 5.
10-4. We're also out with 6 other subjects that you're talking to. We're holding them off.
Okay.
Tac 1 will be out with Tac 5.
1900.
Remain working on MOPS 2 for the remainder.
Hey, Cat 5, what's your 1020 for the detective?
We'll be out in front of the Starbucks at Braddock Road and Stone Road.
Okay.
CIB 207, we're on scene at the American League.
10-4, CIB 207, 1902.
Fairfax 2.
Fairfax 2.
Hey, yes, sir, we're going to be in service returning to the area for special assignment.
1902.
Cat 5, you copy?
Go ahead.
Leave somebody with those other people. A couple of you guys bring that guy to the command post. I don't think they have any CID guys left to send.
10-4. You cut everybody else loose. I don't think they're involved. You're just talking to them.
Command post and then clear to OSE2 and he'll tell you where to send them.
10-4. He'll leave a vehicle here.
Leave a couple of your guys with it and some of you guys bring them there and then let CID make that decision.
Heavy 600 will be out on an interview references event at Blockbuster 29 and Stone Road.
10-4. 1905. 981 Charlie, 820 Baker, disregard, I just got a cancellation.
981 Charlie, yeah, traffic.
You are placed in service, it was zone canceled.
10-4.
Fairfax 1, I'll be out of the base, out of service.
10-4, Fairfax 1, 1907.
CFB 76, can you have somebody from the command post call my cell phone when you're ready? Wrap them to the victim of the four pickup.
10-4, go ahead.
571-238-9.
OSB 1.
OSB 1.
For you direct on last, contacting CIB 76.
Okay, I don't have anybody's phone number because I've been out in the woods here. Could you have them call me at 571-220-6559?
Go ahead.
KTO-520-437-830260. Come back to that, Jason. Change the call.
Now it's out of Brooksville, Florida. Shows back. Fired 1 at 2009.
Ready for the number.
Same address, shows valid, 1231-2006.
That's for CIS 76.
Crime thing just got to them now, so I don't know how long you're going to be there, but we'll check on you in a little while.
Yep. Motor 2 to 28, MOPS 1. Correction, motor 2 to 27, MOPS 1.
Pleasure.
You direct on dropping some cones off for Evil.
I am now. Are we still on MOPS 2 or MOPS 1?
We're kind of moving back and forth. 18 to 2, you on those MOPS 1? Car 70 Baker, 10-3.
Car 70 Baker.
70 Baker, at our command post, we got a subject on the roof of the Applebee's. Hold the channel, we're surrounding it.
10-4, 10 showing unit, channel 10-3, 1911.
Gang unit 1 and 2 gang unit officers were sent there 20 minutes ago. Trying to move them on the radio.
Alright, we'll try again. It's 10-4, 70 Baker, can we clear the channel?
Car 70 Baker, go ahead and clear it. Thank you for your help.
10-4, 10 showing units, channel clear for routine traffic, 1913.
And hold me out of station 8, I'm assisting 8 Baker, we're getting some barriers down to Stonecroft and 50.
Second. 10-4, command is direct, it has your number. Address.
Matter of fact, we just got there, ticket 200, and there are 5 of us. We'll be here in the townhouse with number 1.
2 on MOPS 2.
Go ahead, promoter 2, he's with us.
I just got information from the command post that there's still some Sully officers along Stonecroft Boulevard. Can you send a couple sweepers down, tell them to respond into the nearest route, please?
Okay, we're direct.
2542. I need to have gang unit 105 when he's on scene at that location.
10-4 just stated he was on scene at this time.
Right, thank you.
1915.
You know, Stonecroft, ask the police station up there.
Yeah, they said it was going to be just a long Stonecroft.
I can help that one. If I see anybody standing around, I'll just send up a thick man pose.
That'd be fine. Motor to you direct.
You don't need help there?
Motor 15 to motor 23 on my 3.
Go ahead for 23.
Hey, Jerry Ryan, on our way down to you. Which unit of Paddington do you need us to respond to?
You're not relieving us. If you follow down off of Stone Road and just follow Paddington around, you'll see like an animal control officer, a state trooper, and some deputies. If you can just relieve all of them and have all of those guys respond back to the command center.
Cancel.
Helicopter unit is requesting to know if you still need HRT-1 overhead.
With the quarantine test.
Okay, that was going to be handled by Fairfax 2. Point check.
I believe we're going to be able to clear them, completing a briefing, I'll let you know in a minute.
Okay.
Greg, Motor 1.
Go ahead for Motor 1.
Hey, I'm at Lee Road in Stonecroft with Sergeant Hall. He got about 5 or 6 guys down here with him. He got to the traffic control post down here. Can you guys be clear to come up to the command post, guys? We're also going to clear another post a little farther down, get the control guys up there as well.
Yeah, that's 10-4.
10-4. You also got some guys on perimeter post right across from the police station, you know, checking the wood line. They've been there since for Baker 8. Are those guys ready to come up to the command post as well?
That's 10-4.
All right. I've got about 8 or 10 guys on the
season. No, thanks, Rick.
Have you heard more reports on it? Anybody called in or anything?
Hey, Rat, you copy muscle? Mark Lewis, you copy muscle?
Out here. Where do you want these things at now?
They're supposed to be delivered to Stonecroft and Westfield.
Roger that, Penrose.
Mark Lewis, you copy officer?
Go ahead for Mark.
Yeah, you can go ahead and let them go whenever you want. We're set down here.
Okay, we're just moving some cones. We're going to be opening it up.
All right.
Direct.
Yeah, I think these cones are yours. I'm on Confederate Center Drive and Stonecroft Boulevard. We've got cones stacked up on the side.
All right, 10-4, I'm direct. Thank you.
Pass along to Command Channel 1925.
Carl 1 Edward.
Carl 1 Edward.
1 Edward, you're trying to read Carl 1 Baker.
10-4, Car 1 Baker. PSCC to Car 1 Baker. PSCC to Car 1 Baker on Shelley House 1. Car 1 Baker. Car 1 Edward. We've tried to read him on a couple of different frequencies. No response.
1 Edward, direct on time of day. Thank you.
1928.
CIS 44.
CIS 44.
Command center is clear. All of Route 28 outbound, the one thing is clear. And one of the transport vehicles is being followed up to Fair Oaks. We're going to be secured there.
10-4, 1929.
Newbrook Drive. Lookout, black male wearing walking to the parking lot, acting suspicious, wearing a blue and white jacket, been holding for a couple hours, lookout only. 1929.
Yeah, Fairfax 2 is done with the crime scene assignment and is back at the base.
Yeah, that's right. HRT-1 can be released. Thank you.
Motor 24 for OFE-3. I'm clear at 28.
If you're clear, just go back to Motor 2 at Westfields and Suncroft.
Yeah.
Motor 12, Motor 1.
Go ahead.
You calling officers at Westfield to Suncroft?
No, sir.
Just a clearing motor going over there to the staging area with you guys.
T1, HRT1.
Track one.
Yeah, I'm clear from that traffic stop out of the Grandpa.
10-4, 1932.
Go ahead. Okay, last second thing no one knew about. They're getting ready to bring her over to Braddock office over near state. Do you have any motors over this way? I'm going to start escorting.
Can you give us 15 minutes?
Negative. They've already done their thing. They're getting ready to move. I got a cruiser behind. I'm just going to lead it from the front.
All right, Charlie. That's good. Be careful. Do what you can do.
Light truck respond to the Sully crime scene. If ours is not available, check with Fireboard. I believe we have one.
He's on MOPS 1.
MOPS 1. Charlie Wolford on MOPS 1.
Go ahead, sir.
You say you only have one motor for that escort?
Yeah, we're just going to roll slow at speed with the lights on.
Now, we'll send you three more to run the fenders 10-4.
They wanted to roll out right then. It was the last second thing. No one knew.
I know OC staff is tacked, but let us know if you need any help with that.
Several.
Charlie, I'm going to get up with PSCC. I'm going to have Station 7 units hold the intersection for you on the radar.
10-4, we'll be coming off of 495 at Braddock.
919 Adam.
Yeah, we use Marking Service. We're supposed to leave on the day we'll get it on from there. Can you give us the location?
919 Adam, 10.
Motor 18 to Motor 1, you copy, officer?
Yes, sir.
I just had a gentleman walk up here to Stonecroft and Conference Center. It's
said he was told to abandon his car on Stonecroft. Is it clear for him to get that yet or no?
Yeah, it's 10-4. I need him escorted to his car in and out. All that area is supposed to be secured. It's not a danger, but it's secured for crime scene.
10-4.
3-21. You should have some Station 7 units picking the intersections up along the way.
All right, 10-4.
Probably work the rest out. Okay, also, midnight units are beginning to clear, and have been told that their assignment is to come out and relieve other units in the perimeter and want to know where to go, and at this point we're telling them to go to the command post for the assignment. Is that correct?
Therefore, that is correct. Go ahead and start the fire department as much so we can get ours logistically resolved. All units should report to the Emergency Suite command post, where they'll be given guidance on their assignment.
The driver, the numbers to Wards and Knowles, both zone 1, heavy duties, and he's going to contact them to get further assistance. 10-8, MOA. 10-4,
9-38. Assembly station, copy Ops 1 from the command post. Motor 1, we've got a request that came in that they want a specialized fire vehicle at Sully. They want a light air truck. Is it for air? Okay, cancel. Disregard. We've got someone else taking care of it. Thank you, Motor 1.
10-4. Just to let you know real quick, we've swept Stonecroft and in and around the outer perimeter of Sully Station, and we've told units to come up here to command bus. 10-4.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, sir. I just cleared Stonecroft and Westfield. They don't need more barriers down there. Do you have another bunch headed this way or no?
Yeah, there's 6 of them. The auxiliaries have 6 of them in the back of the wagon.
Crime Scene 1 will be your point of contact at Sully Station. The crime scene tape will be directed in.
Lee Road and Stonecroft, see if they want
them. All right, if not, make sure the units will direct them back to the station with those things.
AC, should copy on Ops 1.
Hey, just for your information, I just talked to Bacon. They're writing search warrants to search this house and the truck, so it's going to be a while. We're good right now. It's just to let you know.
All right. I don't know if you can collapse what you got down there, but just stand by and help them out with what you need. Let me know if you need anything.
Well, they got Paddington shut down around the truck, and then we're going to keep this cul-de-sac shut down to vehicular traffic. So, but they can stay in the house. It's going to be an all-night thing, and the truck's going to be at least a couple hours.
All right, Temple. I think the big thing there was just to keep the media back.
Yep.
Scotty Bates, you copy?
I know the motor's there on both sides of Sullivan, so they didn't need them.
All right, we're direct.
Hey, Brian, you copy?
Yes, sir.
If you don't mind, run over there. If you can, let them know. They can start letting those citizens into their houses on Paddington, but they have to escort them down there. We want to keep the media back.
Oh, and
hey, Rex, you grab that vehicle?
What was my call? Yeah, we're off.
TSCC to command post.
Go ahead.
The units on the scene are trying to locate one unit that we can't raise on the radio, Lieutenant Absalom Carl Wilmbaker. Can you try and determine any whereabouts on your end?
We'll check and advise back.
Okay.
27 out of Maryland. And Mike, 625-234-352-800.
Motor 1, Motor 2. Does anybody know where they put those cruisers off the top of the bridge, Westfield, over 28? Got some guys looking for them now.
Like a couple of them are still up there.
Okay.
Hey, Bates, you copy Moss 2?
Yeah,
hey, switch to 3. Hey, you're on Paddington, 10-4?
Yeah, 10-4. We're on Paddington at Stone. I'm sorry, Paddington at 29.
I've been told we can actually shrink this down a little bit. One end can be Paddington just prior to Hoxton, which is down here by the scene of the truck, and then the other one's going to be just around where the cruiser is with the lights.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and pick up our guns and move down to the cruiser with the lights.
Yeah, if you get here in a couple minutes, I'll be here and say what they want you.
Motor 2 on Ops 2.
Go ahead, Mark.
We need those barriers anywhere else. We don't need them near the command post.
No, we've had them deployed where we need them. We're good.
21-3.
Hey, you guys go ahead and move your post down from where you're at back in the neighborhood, and Brian or one of us will be able to tell you where to head.
All right, we just got on the table.
Yeah, I'd like to have you go back to the hospital. Stand by there.
Guys, yeah, give a shout if you need your call picked up.
Scout 810 Adam, Area 100, suspicious person, 14410 Newton Patton Court. The 6-foot black male walking the area, looks suspicious to the caller, wearing a blurred brown shoes, carrying an umbrella. Time lapse about 45 minutes. 1953.
Motor 1, you on Mop 1?
Yes, sir.
If you don't need me for anything else, I guess I'll be clear. You can check me out here with
you. No, we're good. Appreciate you coming out. Thank you.
Yeah, be 602.
Yeah, be 602.
I'll be on your channel. Hold me out at the command post. It's solid.
10-4-1956. PSCC 2, command.
Command 2, PSCC, go ahead.
There's a fire department light air unit coming from station 38, ETA, about 15 minutes.
People drive up to America Suites Hotel who are staying there as guests?
No, I'm parking shop. Safeway Shopping, sir. Ian Walk.
Devil?
Fairfax, 14. Signal 20.
Hey, Rich, were they in that burgundy SUV?
Were there some static on the 23rd Spring?
29, traffic stop 50 and strength 11. 22.
Motor 1 to motor 2 on the opposite. Go ahead.
Has everybody eaten? We got Kenny Brennan that's bringing food around.
Oh, thanks. Those on post who haven't, make yourself be known.
To respond to the Sully station, if you need food from your current assignment, please mark up and do so. Again, all day work units need to respond to the Sully station. If you need relief from your current assignment, please acknowledge 2006.
Respond to the station. If you need relief, you need to advise, please. All cell units are to go to the station. They work 2007.
Got 130 back. I'm out with crime scene on the north fence line. If I can get relieved out here.
10-4, standby, I'll get you relief.
Call 1 Adam, I'll take care of
that. 10-4, 1 Adam.
20
MP 801.
MP 801. Car 1 Adam wants us to, we can relieve 130.
Car 1 Adam.
119 Adam. Adam, you get assistance. We're trying to attempt to get the location of 130 Baker to relieve him.
This is 119 Adam. He's on the north fence line with crime scene.
Direct if you could advise them weren't around.
Definitely 209.
Motor 1 to base on MOP 3. Motor 1 to motor 11 on MOP 3.
It's over to MOP 2, but I got 11 and 28 here with me.
Okay. Are you guys over in Paddington still?
Yeah, 10-4 Paddington and Hoxton.
Temple, did you get to eat?
Temple.
All right, thank you.
21-3, Kevin.
Hey, Charlie, 10-6, what you need?
You wanted me to get with him when I got back to Hoxton.
10-4. Can you stand by there?
Absolutely.
10-4. Just hang tight.
Yuri, you got me on one.
Go ahead.
Where specifically are you, brother?
The fence line, the outside of the fence line, the north side of the station.
Correct. What's the best way to access it?
Just come to the back part of the parking lot, and there's a gate. As you come in, it'll be on your left-hand side. You can go through there, and you'll see there's about 10 of the crime scene guys back here.
Okay.
Motor 25 to Motor 1, you copy out two.
Then we'll go ahead.
I'm up here at Stonecroft and Conference Center. I got a lady who just pulled up here. She told me that she knows the shooter. She also knows somebody else that he was good friends with that owned automatic weapons. She wants to talk to, I guess, CIB.
10-4. Conference Center in Stonecroft?
Yes, sir.
2015, that's their option. Report to the community room at Sully Station.
A friend of his that both of them were in the automatic weapons and stuff. She doesn't know if her information will help or anything, but she just wants to talk to an investigator or someone.
10-4, I'll probably have you bring her on up here, but hold tight a minute. Can you bring her on up here, or are you by yourself on the post?
Attention all units that are on the incident scene of this event. All units on the incident scene of this event.
Okay.
There's going to be a roll call of all units. Roll call of all units on Sully Dispatch Channel. There'll be a roll call of all units involved in this incident on Sully Dispatch Channel by radio. Car 1 Charlie, Car 70 Baker.
70 Baker.
Car 70 Charlie, Car 80 Charlie.
Car 80 Charlie.
101 Charlie, 105 Charlie, 109 Adam.
109 Adam.
110 Charlie, 111 Charlie.
111 Charlie, 10-4, command post.
10-4, 119 Adam.
119 Adam.
120 Charlie.
120 Charlie, on scene command post, along with 101 Charlie, 105 Charlie, 121 Charlie, 130 Charlie.
129 Charlie, 129 Adam.
129 Adam, station 8, who's going?
Unit 2181, unit 2245, unit 3313. 721 Charlie, call 1 Adam.
Call 1 Adam, directly doing roll call.
721 Charlie, 801 Charlie.
801 Charlie.
820 Charlie.
820 Charlie.
910 Charlie, Commander 1.
Commander 8, Commander 80, I'm seeing 2. EOD 1. EOD 2. Roll call discontinued, 20, 23.
Ashley, you copy Ops 2.
Someone trying to raise auxiliary 80 on Ops 2.
Hey, Flavor, you copy Ops 2.
Good.
Hey, they're cutting all of this loose up here except for Charney and Lytle are going to watch the truck until they get done processing it. Do you guys need anything on that side before we get out of here and go back to the command post?
No, I'm good. I'll check with Hippie. Any motor guys on a post that have not eaten? We've got a guy with pizzas willing to drive to your location.
Hey, Bates, we're good over here for you now. Just check off a little bit.
Okay, brother. Hey, if you haven't eaten, get up with police. I'll be standing by with the guys. Got three pizzas. We'll drive to you if you're hungry. Let me know.
4 East 6 South of 6 Mercy.